HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to yet another She Slays champion story. This week on She Slays, we have Bhagyashree Prabhakaran, a 46-year-old woman working in the publishing industry. An athlete in her former days, Bhagyashree has mostly led a healthy and a balanced life. Trouble began when during the course of her first pregnancy, she discovered that she was severely anemic. The problem got aggravated with the birth of her second child. A few years ahead in her life, in 2015, she discovered uterine fibroids that were causing painful and oddly heavy periods. After suffering for a long time and even slipping into a coma in 2017, Bhagyashree finally took charge of her story, and with changes in her diet and regular exercises, she bounced back. This is her story.
Hi, I'm Bhagyashree Prabhakaran, 46 years of age, working as a product manager with HarperCollins Publishers, currently located in New Delhi. The basic health issue what I'm facing is anemia, which is because of my gynecological problem due to presence of fibroids in my uterus. My routine was regular with loads and loads of work and going around with my office and household work. Before I discovered that I'm anemic, I was very active, very proactive and energetic. One day while I was going to the office, I fell down on the road itself. I thought it is because of my low energy or something like that. But with all the tests done, I was recognized with a low anemia. I went to the doctor to get my excess bleeding problem during my menstrual cycle. The doctor initially first asked me to go for HB test. There I came to know that my HB level was less than 5, which was very scaring, and doctors started kind of yelling at me. So immediately I was given an injection for my blood. I did not have to go for multiple opinions from different doctors because the blood test itself has given an indication that yes, your hemoglobin level is low, so you better get some treatment immediately. The basic problem I faced during anemic were tiredness, lethargy, quite a lot of sleep. I was at any point of time I could go on sleep. I could just doze off. So, and moreover, the level of energy had come down drastically. I was always feeling lethargic. Owing to all these problems, I was also facing sudden burst of anger also. That's maybe because of the tiredness and energy low level. I believe 70-80% of girls in India are facing anemic problems. So I am not felt like any point of time giving up. Because along with the injections and iron tablet intakes, I was regularly on a good proper diet. So it was kind of easily curable and easily, the hemoglobin level came up very quickly. So I never felt that I should give up on this. Nothing can be achieved without a proper support and guidance and help from your family and friends. Of course, my family was all through supportive whenever I was feeling lethargic or even when I was not doing household chores also. From office front also, it was very easy to manage because people understood and people really take good care of me. As far as the recovery is concerned, it's been never a recovery for me because I have been facing this menstrual cycle problem for a long time. At one point of time, yes, I think my hemoglobin went up to almost 11, 11:30. I was really surprised, but it's just because my menstrual cycle was kind of okay. But again, it came back with lots of problems and I again had a hemoglobin problem. But I can say that just 15 days back, I've gone through an surgery kind of a thing wherein I think my excess bleeding problem during menstrual cycle has been given an end to itself. So from here onwards, I think I should not have a problem of excess bleeding, which might help me in getting completely out of anemia. My health routine is, though I take supplements for iron, but I do consume lots of things like beetroot, apple, carrot, the palak, the spinach, which helps in producing more of HB in your body. Apart from that, I do, because of the COVID or what lockdown, it's a blessing in disguise for me because I don't have to travel 4 hours to the office, which is like saving a lot of time. So hence I'm concentrating more on walking, doing exercises, waking up early in the morning and taking proper rest, which is helping me a lot. And this has in turn has given me a kind of recovery period for the entire body by itself.
Anemia has impacted me, of course, when emotionally, mentally and physically also. Emotionally, in a way, because most of the time you feel really tired and you won't be able to get up and do what things you want to do. You can't hurry things. It's on a slow pace. And your mental health also is like most of the time you are
lethargic and sleeping. So you don't feel like doing much of a work. And you don't feel like participating or getting involved yourself with other members because it's like very lethargic time for you. It's really affected me mentally and socially, but I think it's not very serious also. So you can manage.
I never thought I should give up on life or I just moved on. Because anemic is not a very huge problem. It's a very common problem where 80-85% of the girls and women face in India, at least in India. So it's very curable, but my case was special because it was continuous anemic position. But somehow I could manage it well. So,
takeaway message, I can say that don't panic. Anemia is not a huge problem. It's curable with both medicine and natural way. Just make sure that you visit your doctor. Most of the time you try and take natural supplements which can help to produce more hemoglobin in your body. Also, just don't procrastinate anything as far as your health is concerned. If you feel that you're not feeling well, just go to the doctor. I can say that prevention is better than cure also.
So this was our champ Bhagyashree's story, whose tale hopefully inspires many to take charge of their health and prioritize their wellness. If you too are a She Slays champion or fighter and would like to share your story with us, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com and let us tell your story to the world. Till then, stay tuned in and enjoy our stories, for we have many of them coming your way. This is Chaya Dabas, your host, signing off. Take care and keep slaying. Bye-bye.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.